Good morning. Grace and peace to you from the sanctuary of Central Presbyterian Church. I am trying to get the feed up here at the pulpit as well. You may notice that we are mirrored on your screen. That is so that we can watch from this area as well. So, welcome as we seek to worship together across distance that is safe and out of an act of love to protect our neighbors. I do have a few announcements this morning. I want to make sure that everyone is getting church emails. I'm assuming those of you who are able to tune in this way are also able to get emails. If you aren't receiving them, please contact me and let me know so we can make sure you're added. Also, if you know someone who does not have access to the internet in our congregation, among our family and friends, please let me know so that we can try to reach out to them in other ways. And finally, I want you to know that our deacons and elders are trying to reach out to everyone in the congregation, but others of you have expressed a willingness to help contact each other in a more formal way. If you would like to be sort of an unofficial greeter on these Sunday mornings when we aren't together physically, if you could let me know that, we will organize a way for you to help with that effort. Now, let's join our hearts and minds together in worship. May the Lord be with you all. God, sometimes the days are long and the nights are even longer and we're so tired. Then you soothe us and bring us to gentle places. You are our shepherd and we don't need a thing. Sometimes life is moving too fast and we can't find a moment to breathe. And then you surround us with stillness and bring an even rhythm to our breath. You are our shepherd and we don't need a thing. Sometimes we're parched and it seems like nothing will quench our thirst. We're famished and we can't find anything to eat, and then you refresh and fill us. You are our shepherd, and we don't need a thing. There are times when it seems we're up against the world. You show those who push the hardest that you have called us to serve. You touch us, and we are blessed. We will praise you and dwell with you forever, O God. And today we worship you, not only today, but always. Let us worship our God. And now I invite two of our choral vocalists who've joined us today, Isa and Eli, up to lead in a favorite hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Please sing along at home if you know the words.
No shadow of turning.
Like to take a moment to offer a special thanks not only to Isai and Eli, but also to Cole for helping organize their presence here, and to Dan, who was able to send in some music for us to use, and also to Alex, who is making all of this electronic magic happen. What a blessing it is to have so many people share their gifts this morning. And now, as we continue our worship, we recognize that we all fall short of the glory of God, and we take a moment to pray a prayer of confession. Please join me in a spirit of prayer. O wise and gracious God, we are each a small dot, a pixel in the picture of your amazing creation. You have designed us to work together, and yet, long before social distancing to help stop the spread of disease, we were choosing to separate ourselves. We believed and lived as if our strength lay in our individuality. We confess, even as we are forced daily to acknowledge our need for one another and you, we often find it easier to celebrate our individual gains rather than admitting our own need for others. We confess we have sought out ways to lift ourselves above the canvas as more important than someone else. Forgive us, we pray. As you open our eyes more and more to the power of the beloved community you have created, we pray that you will impress upon us your definition of one as all together. We pray that we will have both the ability and the courage to move away from one that is each alone and toward a wholeness to which you call us. Hear us now as we offer our silent prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, this is the good news. We are a people forgiven and free. God will walk with us in every moment. God will fill us with goodness and mercy. God will bring us home to live forever, anointed with grace and forgiveness. Our lives overflow with God's love and mercy. Hear the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and free. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now we have the opportunity to hear some special music. This is a number called Here's That Rainy Day. It will be played by our own Dan Rinnan on organ and by Hashem Azdullahi on soprano saxophone. Hear now this song of praise. Please join me in a spirit of prayer. Shepherding God, with trusting confidence in you, we turn now to the words you have given us. As we listen, renew our strength and belief in your guiding ways. Show us again that in life's complex mix, your loving arms are always open to us. Quiet our fears and anxieties by reminding us you are always here. Even as we may feel strange gathered together in this digital way, remind us, regardless of our situation, that your goodness and unfailing love will pursue each one of us today and always. Amen. Our scripture lesson for today, as we continue our Lenten look at the Psalms, is one that I'm sure you've all at least heard, and many of you could probably recite. It's the 23rd Psalm. I'll be reading to you from the Voice translation in the hope that we might hear something a little new today. Listen now for God's word to us today. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack for nothing. The Holy One lets me rest in grassy meadows, leads me to restful waters, and restores my soul. God guides me in proper paths for the sake of God's good name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley in unending shadows of death's darkness, I am not overcome by fear because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me. You set a table for me right in front of my enemies. You bathe my head in oil, filling my cup again and again until it is so full it spills over. Yes, your goodness, protection, and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will be always with the Eternal, in your house forever. Friends, this is the witness of Scripture. Thanks be to God. Amen. So this psalm is one of the most familiar texts in the whole of the Bible. And I think one of the problems with that sometimes can be that we have a hard time hearing it. I wonder, with the stories and texts that we know we think the best, if it's harder for us to hear the message in them. So today, since we aren't able to gather in person together, as we take time to look at this familiar scripture, I'd like to make this a little bit more interactive than usual. I see, from what I can tell on the screen that's further away, it looks like many of you are already commenting and chiming in. So I want to formally invite you, as we move through this time together, I'll be raising some questions and asking you to lift up things that you've been experiencing in the past week. So please be bold and do so. As we consider the message of Psalm 23, right smack in the middle of it are the verses that make this scripture such a comfort to those who are anxious or grieving. These familiar words remind us that even when we feel as if we are walking in dark valleys or in the shadows of the unknown, unsure of where our path may lead, even when we're facing death, in all of those times, the psalmist says, we are never alone, for God is with us. Friends, I know this has already been a challenging time in our community and our country. And as we listen to reports from around the globe, we cannot help but recognize what the King James Version of this text calls the valley of the shadow of death. It's become frighteningly tangible. Yet the psalm reminds us, because God is with us, we need not hold on to any fears we might have. Our griefs and fears are real. Yet we are reminded our shepherd is here to walk alongside us. God has promised to comfort us. Really think about that a minute. Take it in. Your griefs and fears are real. Yet our shepherd is here to walk alongside us. God has promised comfort. So I invite you to take a minute to share with one another and with God those things which are making us anxious. Think about what valleys you've walked through this week. Think about what shadows of the unknown are causing you to worry. Start by naming them for yourself. Say them out loud or write them down. Sometimes just calling out our fears takes some of the power away from them, doesn't it? The psalm reminds us that God is with us in all of this. So let's take a minute to share them honestly with God and with one another. I see some who offer up the concern about finances. There are many who are worried about how this will affect the economy of our nation and the individuals around us, and maybe even our own personal finances. I see the fear of the unknown. We don't know how long this will last or what our new normal will be. It's a very real thing. The fear of health and mortality, the stress level of those we love, these are all very real. There is a concern about how our children's education will be affected as we try to change how we do school. There's a sadness for the people who are suffering and dying, for the people who have parents and children at risk. I have to confess, as I continue to read the concerns that you're sharing, in addition to all of these, I worry about friends in healthcare positions who have no protective gear. And even if they do, they fear it's only a matter of time before they themselves are sick. And I see there is a concern for those who are isolated. We're built to be in community, and this is a hard time. You may want to continue to write out these concerns, whether in this forum or in a journal. In whatever way is helpful to you, think of it as an act of physically handing over your fears and anxieties to God. Perhaps the most effective way to do that is through praying, whether aloud or silently. The thing is, I trust that God hears all we're saying, no matter how we're expressing it. And the truth of the matter is, we shouldn't fear being honest about how we're feeling. God can handle all of our fears and anxieties. In fact, God already knows they exist. We're the ones who try to pretend they don't. All that we spoke aloud or wrote down, and even the concerns we hold silently inside, it's okay to acknowledge those fears, the ones that are real and maybe the ones that are only in our heads. God is here to listen and to hold them for us. As we lift up our fears and our anxieties to God, let's take a breath together in and out. And as we breathe, I encourage you to pray aloud or silently the sentiment in this psalm, which says again and again, "I will not be afraid, for God is close to me." I will not be afraid, for God is close to me. I will not be afraid, for God is close to me. This psalm doesn't only remind us that God is nearby. It also serves as a reminder that while God is with us, even when we are afraid, the Good Shepherd doesn't leave the sheep in a precarious position, but cares for the flock, providing for the needs of each and every lamb. The psalm opens and closes by saying that because God is our shepherd, we want for nothing. And then it spells out all that God has provided: green grass, still waters, abundant food, a cup that never runs empty, goodness and mercy, relentlessly on our heels every single day, our whole life long. This psalm acknowledges the reality of fear, anxiety, enemies, and even evil. And it also acknowledges all that we have been given. It points to the gifts and the graces that are also ours. It sings out in praise and gratitude. Friends, we are living in a strange time. An unknown future stretches out before us. It's easy to focus on what we don't have and what we can't do. But if that is all we see, we miss the big picture. One of the gifts of giving our fears and anxieties over to God is that it clears out space for us to pay attention to what else is happening around us. If we can let God take our fears, we can open our eyes and our hearts to all that we have been given. So let's take a moment now and consider where and how we have experienced green pastures or still waters this week. What have you seen or experienced or heard about that caused your cup to overflow? What abundance have you witnessed or experienced? As I wait for some of you to chime in, I will share that one of the things that continues to lift me up and sometimes move me to tears is the generosity of spirit I've seen again and again as people offer whatever they have to their neighbors or even strangers, whether in tangible goods or sharing their gifts via concerts and lessons in baking to their friends' kids offered online. I've continued to see an abundance of love by those who continue to show up for work, sometimes in jobs that we have taken for granted, whether it's stocking grocery store shelves or making sure gas pumps are full or making sure garbage is picked up. I see a gratitude that we're able to visit virtually with family members every day, and a gratitude for our beautiful state where we can get outside and see the beauty of creation. I see gratitude for being able to walk along the creek and take in the beauty of spring. A gratitude for being able to dig and plant our gardens. Gratitude for love of family and how we are able to care for one another in sometimes creative ways in this time. I encourage you to continue sharing, whether it's on this format, or maybe you want to start a gratitude journal to help you have that focus in this time. A way that you can share privately with God each day those things for which you give praise. As we hold all of these reasons for praise and gratitude up to God, let's breathe in and out together. And as we pray and breathe, let us say again more of the words from this familiar psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Friends, many of you have shared how much you miss being able to gather here together for worship. At the end of this psalm, we are reminded that no matter what, we will be always with God, in God's house. For many of us, when we think of where is God's house, the first place that comes to mind is our church building. But we all know, as much as we love this place and the people who gather here, God is so much more than we could contain in a building. God's house, God's dwelling is within each one of us and all around us. And the promise of this psalm is that we are all dwelling in God's house together, always and forever. So let's take a moment and think about where it is you have, in effect, seen God this week. What places or people have helped shine a light in your life? Perhaps you could name those places or people as you give thanks to God for them. I see gratitude for family, gratitude for the church family. As has been mentioned by others, for me, the spring has been a blessing. Seeing the flowers coming into blossom and the bulbs coming up everywhere, it just fills me with hope, for which I'm truly grateful. I offer gratitude for the folks who have brought together this service today, the people who were able to contribute their gifts of music and technological know-how. I'm grateful to Joe for knowing how to turn on the lights and the heat so that we can be here. I see someone offering gratitude for their sister. As we continue to offer thanks to God, whether it's silently or aloud or written down, I encourage you to find a way to acknowledge and name the ways you see God in the people and places around you this week. You might even want to commit to taking some time this afternoon to give a phone call to the people you usually see on a Sunday to check in with one another. However you choose to hold the names and places in your heart, know that God hears and knows as you sing praises in whatever way feels right to you. As we hold those names of places and people and experiences, let's take another breath together as we pray the final sentiments of this psalm together. God is my home, always and forever. God is my home, always and forever. God is my home, always and forever. As you go through this week, and for as long as this situation lasts, I pray you will let God help you carry whatever worries, anxieties, or fears you're holding. And I hope you will continue to think about the many reasons we have to express gratitude, even in the midst of a crazy and frightening situation. Perhaps you might even develop a habit of sharing some things for which you are grateful with someone else. We need to connect with one another. You might agree to a regular phone call with friends to share what it is you've seen and done, experienced, or heard about. Those things for which you are grateful each day. I can't pretend to know what the weeks ahead will hold for us, but the thing I do know with every fiber of my being is that we won't face it alone. As the coming days unfold, if you find yourself feeling anxious, or if you need to be reminded that we're not in this by ourselves, if you need to know that God is with us, I encourage you to pray this psalm, to hear again its familiar words, repeating as you need to, breathing in and out, I will not be afraid, for God is close to me. The Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. God's home is my home, always and forever. Amen. I'll invite our singers back again as they sing for us, "If Thou But Trust in God to Guide Thee." Let's make it our prayer. And now we turn to a time of prayer. There were some concerns sent in earlier in the week, and I also encourage you to share here those prayers which you would like to lift up in this community. There was a prayer offered up this week for those working in healthcare, specifically a daughter, and for those who live alone and are unable to have visitors. God, who has promised to always be with us, we lift up this prayer. God, in your mercy, hear us. There is a prayer sent earlier for the people who are serving us, retail employees, delivery people, those who provide cleaning, public service, and especially for caregivers at high risk for being face to face with this virus every day. Holy One, we sometimes take for granted the ways in which we are all interconnected. Help us to hold our brothers and sisters in your light in the days to come. God, in your mercy, hear us. We also offer a prayer as we hold up the family of Jack Ewing, who passed away earlier this week, and also the Larson family as Rick and Charlie grieve the death of their sister, Catherine. God, we know you have promised to be always present with all who grieve. We pray that you would hold them especially close in this time when grief and anxiety are already present, as it is now compounded by the loss of a loved one. God, in your mercy, hear us. If you have other prayer concerns you would like to lift up, you're invited to share them now. You may wish to type them in, or you may wish to speak them aloud wherever you are, or you may wish to just hold them silently in your heart. In whatever way you choose to pray, know that God hears. I see prayers of thanks for children playing outside. We're grateful that they're able to be out in the fresh air. Lord, in your mercy, hear us. There are prayers for those who have lost homes this week to a tornado in Texas. We pray that you would surround them with love and care of their community in this time of stress and loss. God, in your mercy, hear us. There are prayers for our residents of Opportunity Village who live in close quarters. Some of them are also medically vulnerable. We pray, God, that you would help to keep them safe, help find a way for them to be cared for as staff are unable to go and care for them in this time as often as they would like. God, in your mercy, hear us. We pray for you to take the fear of all people. Help us to let go of it, that we might be able to, rather than acting out of fear, act out of faith and love and find peace. As we seek to work together to take actions to care for one another and to protect the most vulnerable among us, as we support those who work even now to find treatments and possibly a cure, God, in your mercy, hear us. There are so many things weighing on our minds in these days, and yet we know you are our shepherd. We know you will guide us, even in paths which we find strange and frightening. We trust that you know the way, that you are the way, and that if we but let you, you will care for our every need. Hear us now as we bind together all of our prayers, those that have been spoken aloud or silently, those that have been typed, those for which we can't even find words. Hear us as we bind them together, saying the words you have taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forevermore. Amen. Friends, as we go through this week, I offer you this blessing. Remember, you go nowhere alone. For the Lord is your shepherd. The God of grace and love and mercy is with you. The Spirit of God is within and among you. So go in peace. Amen.